Welcome, everyone, to today's episode of I Am Xena Canada Empowering You. I'm so excited that you're here today with us. My name is Amy Hutton, and I'm your host for this show. I now live in Calgary, Alberta, yet I grew up in Pickering, Ontario, about 20 minutes east from Toronto. I want to tell you briefly what this radio show is all about. I Am Xena Canada Empowering You is a branch of I Am Xena. Women on a mission and have a purpose to help other women and girls feel safe and protected from all forms of abuse. Each week, you will hear remarkable stories of women who have beaten the odds, risen above all challenges, and are now living their amazing lives full on like the amazing Xena warrior women they are born to be. For more information on the program, how to join, or any other tidbits you want about this topic, please visit www.imxena.com. For today's show, I'm so excited to introduce you to Freya. Freya is actually one of my authors from the international best-selling book that I compiled called Inch by Inch Growing in Life. So for her to say yes to be on the show today to share her story with you all is amazing. Let me, though, just tell you a snapshot of her story. Freya is an effervescent, amazing woman who wears many hats. It all boils down to that Freya being an encourager, and she wants women to believe that your voice matters and that it's important to stand up and be heard. Her mission is to speak as an advocate on behalf of those who have yet to find their voices by bravely and openly sharing personal experiences about overcoming adversity and what it has taken to grow beyond our worst nightmares to become thriving, empowered warrior goddesses. She is also a published writer, contributing to Encompass magazine for women 50 plus about being their personal best no matter what age they are. And she's a two-time international best-selling author, which includes contributing chapter to the Inch by Inch Growing in Life book, as I just mentioned, which I put together last August. And this was about overcoming childhood adversities and under the age of 12. And her second anthology she's being a part of is called The Missing Piece Series, and it's about forgiveness. She has two more books that she is in the process of contributing to, one being Bouncing Back and the other being about self-love. So, wow, Freya, I'm so excited that you're here today. How are you?
Wow, I'm more fantastic every single day that I have a chance to just be able to share my voice and encourage others to use theirs.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for having me be here on your show.
Oh, you're very welcome, and you're one of the first authors from the book Inch by Inch Growing in Life, so I'm excited you're here.
Yeah, so thank you.
Can you tell everyone, where are you in the world?
Where I am in the world is in Kelowna, B.C., Canada. I've been here for 7 years now and was a resident of Calgary, where you are, for 30, and then prior to that grew up in Ontario.
That's awesome. So you've traveled the country as well a little bit.
Yes, I have traveled the country, and I've been to one of my greatest experiences being in New York City to help out at the site for the Twin Towers at the just following the 9/11 tragedy,
mm-hmm.
which was one of the most incredible experiences that I've ever had a chance to be a part of, especially because my 15-year-old son was with me at the time, and for us it was about looking beyond the surface and seeing who people really are and trying to be there for them.
That's awesome. Now, I know your life has not been all happy and roses. So what in your life have you overcome? Can you share your story briefly with us?
Yes, I'll try to do my best to keep it as short as possible. but it started where I wrote about it in my chapter in the book that you compiled, my chapter called Baby Girl Lost Her Voice. Mm-hmm. And so that is where my advocacy starts. I was not allowed to have a voice, share my voice, and it started, if I may, it spawned from intensely painful childhood memories, but an added important piece to my healing process. So I was 8 years old when my mom was killed in a horrific train crash right in front of our eyes. And my two brothers and I were sitting across from her, across the aisle from her, because she had just asked us to move because she needed to look at some paperwork. And that was the day that we were all going to be reunited with our father, who hadn't seen us in several years. And the crash happened just as we arrived there. That was the beginning of my post-traumatic stress disorder, and where all of my my mental health issues arose from. And at that point was the first time where something so tragic happened, and I could not find my voice to even be able to scream.
That's pretty powerful.
That was the beginning.
That was the beginning. Do you want to go a little bit further, or are you good?
No, absolutely. I can certainly share how the trauma of that experience and of our father not understanding or knowing who we are or how to handle us, and how this, you know, very painful experience of being asked to be cared for by a woman whose grown son molested me, and I went to her when I was just after I was 7 years old, just after this tragedy happened with my mother. When I went to her and told her what had happened to me, what her son had done to me, she washed out my mouth out with soap and told me that I could not speak of it, and so I felt like my voice didn't count. And I was subdued, and I couldn't go to my father because he didn't know how to deal with us, and I couldn't go to anyone else in the community because I didn't know who was safe to go and talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's a pretty traumatic experience that any child would go through. So I just really want to thank you for sharing that with us. Now, if you could think of everything you've gone through in your life as a child, especially, if you could go back and change anything that's happened in your life, in your past, what would that be and why, if anything?
Well, absolutely. The first thing that I would change would be to not be on that, for my mom and I and my brothers to not be on that train, and for that accident to never have happened.
Yeah, because that probably shifted, like, everything in your world at that exact second.
Yeah, it really did.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel my words choking me, and not being able to get them out, and being punished for trying to speak up. I ended up feeling by my father and then my stepmother following degraded and humiliated as a young girl. You know, before I could even mature into a young woman, I felt like it was hugely detrimental to my emotional and sexual being.
Mm-hmm. So does this, Freya, go into what you do today? Do you have a why on why you do what you do?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm just so proud to be able to go forward in being able to share my voice, to be able to speak on behalf of other people who have experienced trauma or suicide attempts or any kind of mental health issues. For me to be able to advocate on their behalf, to be able to give them hope for their futures, that they're not alone, and that their voice matters.
That's so powerful. That's such an important why. Thank you for coming up with your why, because many people in the world don't have their why, and to have your why and know what you do is a powerful and amazing thing. I'm guessing that, does this go into what you do for your business?
My business is about recruitment. I work for companies and candidates to bring them together, and I consider myself in that way as a relationship manager. And as a relationship manager, I like to bring people together. In a business sense, it's about getting to know the company and getting to know the individuals and making that a perfect match so that it's a long-term commitment for the employer and the employee.
Okay. So are you kind of like, almost like a matchmaker? But for
business? Yeah, exactly. I would call myself a matchmaker, exactly. My partner doesn't always like to think of me as a matchmaker because he thinks that, you know, people should go off and do their own thing. But I like bringing people together, whether it's, you know, for business or whether it's for pleasure or whether it's for fun or engagement of any kind. I love to see people happily together.
Awesome. So with your business and your work with that, do you have any testimonials that you want to share or a story about your clients that you've helped them change or transform?
I'd have to say that that the relationship management part of that would have to go into the personal side of what I love to do, and that is my advocacy for people that come from difficult backgrounds, coming from mental health issues, coming from suicide attempts, which is part of the project that I'm embarking on, that I'm bringing to Canada for mental health. I'm a member of the Canadian organization called Partners for Mental Health, mm-hmm. and I'm spearheading this new endeavor as an advocate, a champion, and influencing awareness about mental health and suicide for this project called the Semicolon Project.
Nice. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it totally is.
How, since this show is all about empowering and empowerment, how do you, Freya, stay empowered in your own life?
Ah, I stay empowered in my own life by surrounding myself with positive, energetic, authentic people.
Nice.
That to me is the essence of staying up and happy and encouraged, because we all grow from each other. We all learn from each other, and our energy reflects on everyone around us. So when I'm having a low day, or I'm having a day with a lot of mental health issues, including anxiety and panic attacks, and so on, reaching out to those that I know love me and believe in me and care about who I am just the way I am, those people encourage me.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I stay empowered in my life.
That's awesome. And if you could offer one simple step or an idea that our listeners can do today to empower themselves, what would it be?
I would encourage people, in order to empower themselves, to surround themselves with those positive people that they know believe in them and accept them for who they are.
Mm. Nice. Yeah. Very, very true, and that's an awesome one. If you could step back in time, and if you want to tell the next generation of girls, or go back and tell your 7-year-old, 10-year-old self about staying empowered and staying inspired, what would that something be you want to tell your 11-year-old self?
To believe that my voice matters, to believe that I'm a valued human being and that I have gifts that are important to myself and other people, that my voice matters, and that each person has special gifts that they should not be afraid of sharing with others.
Mm, that's so important. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I know it's August, and I know there's a few things coming up really fast for you. So what's coming up that our listeners need to know about? And I think it's happening tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I'm getting my very first tattoo ever.
Awesome.
I never thought I'd get a tattoo, but as part of this movement, this social media movement for Project Semicolon, I'm going to get a tattoo on my arm with my son's name on one side and my granddaughter's name on the other side. So whenever people see that, they will be encouraged to ask the question of why. And the why is that The semicolon is used when an author could have chosen to end their sentence, but chose not to. And the author is us, and the sentence is our life.
That's awesome. I got to ask you another question, because you have another co-authored book coming out, don't you, tomorrow?
I think that's coming out actually in August.
August.
Yes, absolutely. It's coming out tomorrow. Woo! Yeah. Okay, so that book is about bouncing back.
Ah.
And so for me, the bouncing back part is about never giving up. It's as low as we go and as low as we are and as hard as things get through every experience and every adversity that has happened in my life, I have bounced back to go again, to start over again. No matter how bad it's been, it's like, okay, you know what, I have today is a new start, a fresh beginning, and today I can make a difference. Today my voice will matter and
yay!
I can keep on going. So yes!
I'm excited for you.
There's one more book that I'm so excited about, and that's going to be the next one that comes out after this, within about a month of this time.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is about self-love.
Ah.
Yes, and for me, that is going to be my most significant chapter, because gaining self-love for myself has been the biggest challenge that I have ever had. Because of the bouncing back part, going back each time, it's about falling in love with myself, falling in love with ourselves, is a daily process.
True.
Yeah, so that's exciting, and then the semicolon project is going to be taken off, and I'm just so excited about being a part of that and spearheading it here on this end, and yeah, I'm just really, really encouraged about being able to share my voice and show others that their voices matter.
That's so important. Now, Freya, I have one or two more questions, and
sure.
This one is, what's next for you, or what would be like an intention that you want to have set for yourself? So you've done a few compiled books that you've been a part of. What's, do you have another intention? What's next?
Yes, so following these books, I'm going to do a compilation of my own.
Nice.
And
about what?
Yes, okay. So it is going to be about those aha moments, those life-changing moments that people have that turn their lives around where they can see the end of the rainbow.
Nice.
And with my nickname being Rainbow, and all that effervescence that just flows out of me when I'm on a roll, compiling this book and bringing people together for that project, I'm so excited about that. And then following that is going to be my solo project.
Sweet. That's amazing.
Yes, this has been just an absolutely incredible year since getting to know you at the very beginning and joining the project that you started with your conversation. I'm just so happy and so pleased to know you.
Yay, oh, thank you. Thank you. And a couple more, just one or two more little quick questions is, how can they contact you, Ms. Freya? How can they find you, Ms. Freya Jensen?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so first of all, I can be reached by email at fpjays@live.ca. So Freya Peggy Jensen at your service at live.ca.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also be reached with the organization that I am volunteering as a recruiter for at openforchange.com. So freya.jensen@openforchange.com, which is an organization that is about making a difference in the community and globally, beginning with you. So people, planet, and profit, where you decide where the funds are spent and how they will make a difference. So that's a big part of it. And then you can find me for recruitment purposes as a relationship manager and executive recruitment manager on LinkedIn as the Executive Ninja.
Mm-hmm.
And on for more social media awareness connections, you can find me on Twitter as FPJAYS. And you can find me on Facebook encouraging others every day as the North.Viking.Goddess.
That's awesome, Freya. Thank you for sharing all that amazing ways for people to get a hold of you and check out your websites. And I'm just so proud of you, and I'm so honored that you were on the show today with us. Do you have any final, like, words of wisdom or that last-minute thing you want to share with our listeners today to have a great rest of their day?
Yes, I would like to share that never be afraid of who you are. Who you are is special and important, and you are valued, and to love yourself just as you are, because that's how we love you. So never give up on using your voice, because your voice matters.
That's awesome. Thank you, Freya. Hang out in our green room for a couple of minutes. I'll be there to join you in a minute.
Thank you so much, Amy, for letting me be a part of your show.
Thanks, Freya. So, everyone, then we have come to another end of our I Am Zina Canada Empowering You radio show. And remember that inch by inch, you can overcome any challenge that is in front of you, and that I believe in you, and I know you can get through anything. Next week on our show, the August 25th show, will be the amazing Simone Frottier. And she's a friend of mine through the amazing network of eWoman Network, and she has a fantastic story to share with everyone again. So tune in next week, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I look forward to hearing from you all. Take care. Have a great night, everyone. Bye.